One man. Greetings once again, retro game music fans, and welcome to the One Man and His Mic
AY38912 show.
This show is dedicated to music from the Spectrum 128 and Amstrad CPC computers. So if you aren't familiar with music from the AY chip, you're in for a bit of a treat. The romping rendition of the Mortal Kombat theme you just heard was from a demo by Flash Inc. And now here's the rather energetic theme from Ghosts and Goblins, which was composed for the Amstrad CPC version by David Whittaker. Blimey. I think David had drank 2 litres of Pepsi Max when he made that track. Classic stuff. Next up is a Spectrum 128 tune from Jonathan Dunn.
Giddy up, boy.
It's the title tune from the excellent Spectrum conversion of Chase HQ.
Hold on, man.
This track sneakily uses the Specky Beeper as an extra sound channel for the Digi drums. Genius.
Let's go, Mr. Driver.
And now it's time for a tune from the legendary Tim Follin. It's the level 1 in-game theme from Bionic Commando. This track is from the Spectrum 128 version of the game, as the Amstrad version I played didn't have any music at all. No!
Thank you.
and we go from one legendary 8-bit musician to another. Rob Hubbard was not only the godfather of the SID chip, but he also pumped out great tunes on other systems too. Here's the music from the game Hydrofall, which featured Suivo on a mission to clean the Death Bowl.
Ew!
Catchy little tune from Rob Hubbard there. Up next is a track from the 2008 Pimp My Chips music disc. This is a cool PC music player that contains covers of various pop songs, all performed in specky music styly. Here's a great cover of Blur's Girls and Boys, which was produced for Pimp My Chips by Mufubaru. We'll be right back. and you can download Pimp My Chips for free by following the link on the One Man and His Mic webpage, binaryzone.org/podcast/. Okay, now it's time for my all-time favourite Amstrad CPC tune. It was composed by David Whittaker for the game Feud, which was released by Bulldog Software. Now, even though I'm a massive Commodore 64 music fan, it must be said the Amstrad tune craps all over the SID version. Ooh, controversial. Anyway, listen to this great tune. That was so good I let it play twice. And now it's remix time. Here's a track from the ZX Spectrum Tribute, a CD that I don't think was ever actually released in the end, which is a shame as it features some great tracks. This is a remix of the Speccy 128 tune from Lead Storm, which was originally composed by Tim Follin. Right, I've got an interesting Amstrad tune for you now by Dave Rogers. This is the title tune from the budget game Rad Zone. What makes it different is after each chorus, it randomly plays different combinations of sound channels. Have a listen. I'm pretty sure the next tune is by Fred Gray. It certainly sounds like a Fred Gray tune, and he did a lot of music for Denton Designs, who produced this game. It is, of course, Where Time Stood Still, a classic arcade adventure in which you must guide four plane crash survivors through a land that time forgot. You will encounter many dangers on your quest, including cannibals and dinosaurs, which don't scare me, of course. I've just cacked me pants! Next up is the daddy of AY tunes. It's the theme from Glider Rider by David Whittaker. An interesting bit of techno trivia for you. The music in the game actually changes depending on which screen your little biker chappy is on. The track you're about to hear contains both of the main themes from the game. More music from a certain Mr. Follin now. It's the swirly spacey theme from Solar Invasion. This game was released as part of a compilation of light gun games on the ZX Spectrum. Follin-tastic! Now here's a tune from Alistair Brimble, who is probably better known for his Amiga music from Team 17 games, like Alien Breed, Project X, and Super Frog. I think he was having a bit of a Martin Galway moment when he produced the music for this game. It's the theme from Sergeant Seymour, Robot Cop. It's remix time once again. Here's a wacky track called The Chunty Tune by a guy called Mulder. It's done in AY Music styley with a few specky game samples thrown in, along with an interesting rendition of Manic Miner. Chunty.
Driver.
Very nice Amstrad tune from Wii Music now. It's from the Alligator Software game Meltdown, which I rushed out to buy after I read the review in Amtix magazine, which said,
"The most impressive feature is the music from Wii Music. Link it up to your stereo and those smug C64 owners will be knocked for six."
Naughty! Thank you. And now let's have a Spectrum 128 tune. It's from the 2006 game Egghead 4, Egghead Entertains, written by Jonathan Caldwell. Jonathan is a coding hero who is still producing Spectrum games to this day. Good on him. Here's the excellent title tune from Egghead 4 by a guy called Yersmriyi. Okay, time for an Amstrad tune now. Here's the title tune from Mask 3, Venom Strikes Back, by Ben Daglish. I seem to remember my good buddy TMR of Cosine likes this tune, so I shall dedicate this one to him. Here it comes. More music from Tim Follin now. I just had to have one of his tunes from Ghouls and Ghosts in this show, but I already featured the title tune in the third Follintastic One Man and His Mic show. So here's the high school tune instead. I think it's about time we had another remix, this time of a track by David Whittaker from the Mastertronic game Amarotti. I've always liked the Amarotti music and can heartily recommend you play the game on either a Spectrum 128 or Amstrad CPC. The in-game tune is awesome! Anyway, here's an atmospheric remix of the Get Ready tune, which was produced by Martin Dodd. The next track is from the AY Riders, a team of heroes who are still producing music using the AY chip. The tune you're about to hear is their latest single called Satellite, and this track was performed using 3 ZX Spectrums to give 9 channels of AY sound.
For techno buffs who are listening.
For more info about the AY Riders, follow the link to their website on the One Man and His Mic webpage. Okay, time to start winding down the show with a superb slow track from Jonathan Dunn. It's the title tune from the massive Ocean movie tie-in RoboCop. I've had to shorten the end of this track slightly, as it just goes on and on and on and Ariston.
RoboCop! Uphold the law.
And now we've reached the end of the show, I'm afraid. I've decided to round this show off with the music from a game named after one of my all-time favourite TV series.
Remember Yarna, Dennis?
Really?
I don't recall any of her records, but she had enormous tits and lived somewhere near Brighton.
Yes, it's Auf Wiedersehen, Monty, which featured a great title tune from Ben Daglish. So now it's time for me to say Auf Wiedersehen, and I'll see you
in the future!
Thank you.
place.
Oh, bollocks!
Some of us are trying to sleep, you know.
Oh, double bollocks!